Hello and welcome to Simply Save Podcast, a weekly personal finance show where we discuss all things money. Recently, COVID-specific Corona Kavach and Corona Rakshak policies have attracted a lot of attention as some policyholders have complained that insurers were not facilitating renewals. These policies, if you recall, were designed last year in July 2020 as short-term plans with a maximum tenure of 9.5 months or up to March 31, 2021. However, in the month of March this year, the insurance regulator IRDAI permitted insurers to renew these policies up to September 30th this year. This was done to ensure that protection against COVID continues through the second wave of the pandemic as well. But renewing these policies has not been easy for many. To know more about the concerns of such policyholders, we have with us today Mahavir Chopra, founder of Beshak.org, an independent consumer awareness platform for insurance buyers.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Chopra. It's great to have you on our show once again.
Thank you for having me here today.
So to start with, we've heard of several cases of policyholders who've been unable to renew their Corona coverage policies, especially the COVID-specific policies. Could you share some background and elaborate on why you think this is happening and what exactly are the problems that these policyholders are facing at the moment?
Sure. So that last year, IRDAI mandatorily made insurers, introduce this Corona coverage policy, and people were obviously looking at renewing their policy. It was a 9.5 month policy that people bought last year, and people were looking at renewing this policy in the current year. We also came to know from our social media channel when a lot of people started telling us that it's becoming very difficult for people to get renewal, because most of these, a lot of insurers had stopped renewing the policy online. Insurers were giving a fresh policy, but many of these insurers had stopped online renewal. Some of them had technical glitches which lasted for, let's say, 2 to 3 weeks, which were not resolved. So there was this issue about insurers not renewing their Corona coverage policy. The primary reason that we've heard from customers is saying that, okay, we have technical glitches, or some insurers who have clearly said that you stopped renewal of this policy, you will have to buy a new policy. Even fresh policies are only available, renewals are not available. Okay, we have an issue with a payment gateway. Please come to our branch and pay by cash, and then we will give you the policy. So these are the kind of scenarios we've seen.
And this is not the case with regular health insurance policies, right? All these insurers who cited glitches when it came to their Corona coverage policies,
yes,
were allowing online renewals for their regular policies.
In fact, even for their fresh policy. So fresh Corona coverage was also available, but some of these insurers were not able to offer renewals. For the same insurer was not able to offer renewals, but was able to offer fresh policies.
And just to take a step back, could you explain why is it important to renew Corona coverage policies, which originally came with a maximum tenure of 9.5 months, as you mentioned.
Right.
And subsequently, of course, IRDAI allowed further renewal until September 30th. So could you talk about why is it important to renew coverage policies now, right, at this point in time? What do they bring to the table over and above a regular health cover?
Sure. So when these policies were envisioned, actually, I think everybody felt it. And obviously, IRDAI also felt that 9.5 months and March 21 would be a good time and good period, a temporary cover that, customers or policyholders would need, because by that time, maybe we'll sail through the pandemic.
Right.
But the pandemic has obviously continued into wave two, and now we are talking about wave three. So it is important to renew this policy for the same reasons why you bought the policy in the first go. And the reasons are because your base health insurance policy, in a lot of reasons, are not compatible with the costs that are getting incurred in the pandemic. Some of these costs are like, if you have a policy which has room rent limits, currently people who have policies with room rent limits are seeing massive reductions in their policy, because currently the room charges charged by hospitals are very, very high, given the fact that there are special costs involved in maintaining and managing rooms that were not in existence. These costs were not in existence before the pandemic. So most hospitals are charging much higher costs for rooms than what was the case when the pandemic did not exist. If you have a room rent limit in your policy, the deductions can then be very significant, largely because of the difference plus there being proportionate deductions. So typically, we've seen customers having to pay close to around 25 to 30% of the bill amount from their own pocket just because room rent limit. Corona cover does not have a room rent limit, and hence it has a better cover for this period, this pandemic. That is the first point. Apart from that, Corona coverage also covers all the special costs related to COVID-19 hospitalization, which is basically costs which are related to PPE kits, costs which are related to anything specifically for COVID-19 is all covered. Our consumables, non-medical consumables which are not covered in the regular health insurance, it gets covered under Corona coverage. So the one more thing is that it has a clear-cut cover for home care, home medical care, which is very, very important in this time when we are seeing a lot of states not having enough beds available. And doctors are hence prescribing hospitalization at home. And Corona coverage has a special cover for home care where you can get hospitalized at home and get reimbursement from the insurer. So these are the benefits that are not available in a traditional health insurance policy.
Right. And treatment of comorbidities along with COVID-19 yes. is also covered under Corona coverage, right?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. That is also true. COVID-19 also covers comorbidity where, let's say, if you have a pre-existing disease and there is a waiting period in your existing policy, then in case of COVID-19 hospitalization, there is a chance that the insurer could reject your case in a regular health insurance policy. Clearly, in Corona coverage, in case of comorbidity and even if it is a pre-existing disease and you are hospitalized for COVID-19, you will get a cover irrespective of whether the comorbidity increased your number of days of hospitalization or increased the cost of treatment.
And just to talk a little bit about the other COVID-specific policy, the benefit-based Corona Rakshak policy, are people facing problems with renewing that one as well?
Yes. So Rakshak has been a much more complicated in terms of process of renewal because Rakshak is not a mandatory product. IRDA never made it mandatory. It was not mandatory last year also. So Rakshak has a 72-hour fixed benefit. If you are hospitalized for more than 72 hours, it gives you a fixed benefit of around up to 2.5 lakhs.
Right.
And this policy is, in fact, whoever sold it last year, most of these insurers have discontinued renewals this year. So you are right that Rakshak is facing even more hurdles in renewal than coverage.
Okay. Primarily because IRDA does not mandate it.
It is not a mandatory policy. And insurers have suffered significant losses on Rakshak. And hence, this year, what has also happened is that this wave, it has come out very clearly that the number of days of hospitalization is significantly higher compared to what it was in the last wave. And so, Rakshak will have a lot more claims in wave 2 versus wave 3. I think that's what insurers have foreseen and hence are not renewing the Rakshak policy.
Okay. Okay. And in March, IRDA did step in and asked insurers to extend Corona coverage. Right. So now, again, it is clear once again that it is mandatory for insurers to offer Corona coverage policies for sale as well as renewal, right? Is that very clear now at the moment?
So in March, the circular that came actually mentioned that insurers are permitted to renew the Corona coverage policy. In my view, that was not a not very clear for insurers to know that it's a mandatory renewal that they will have to offer. Permitted right. actually can be construed as, okay, fine, you can give a renewal if you want to. Now there is, I think there was a gray area, which right. I think because of which insurers have stopped renewal. So after, I think, a lot of complaints that have gone to IRDA, recently IRDA came up with a clarification and a new circular which requests and asks insurers to renew Corona related policies also. And it's basically come out with saying that, you know, renewal is something that you will have to offer to your customers. So that's a good relief for people. I hope it will ease up the process and people will be able to renew the policy easily now.
So what recourse does someone whose renewal is stuck at the moment or he or she is not able to buy a fresh Corona coverage policy have at the moment? What can they do if the insurer simply says that due to a glitch, they are not able to complete your renewal process?
So from the regulation that or the notification that IRDA has given, it's very clear that insurers are supposed to give this policy. Given that fact, I think customers should try to write to the grievance officer of the insurance company and submit a proper grievance in writing. There are email addresses of grievance officers available on all insurance companies' websites. You could basically send an email to this grievance officer and explain your complaint, which is around not being able to renew or get a fresh policy. If you don't get a response in 15 days, then you can write to IRDA. So IRDA has its own complaint management system, which is available on its website. It's called IGMS. You could actually go and make a complaint on IRDA's portal. So those are a couple of ways to do it. Obviously, there's the third option, which is going to ombudsman. But I think for this kind of a complaint, it would be enough if you can write to IRDA and it should get addressed.
All right, Mr. Chopra, you covered a broad range of questions and thanks a lot. Thanks a lot once again for your time and thanks for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Safe Podcast. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.